USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More protests in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, after officials decided no one will be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. One officer was indicted, but it was unrelated to her death. The president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Kristen Clark.
The public expected a different outcome.
One officer was charged for firing into a neighboring home near Breonna Taylor's during the incident. The FBI is still investigating, but Clark says
there is just no accountability here, and the system failed Breonna Taylor.
When asked what he thought of the grand jury's decision, President Trump praised Democratic Governor Andy Beshear.
I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing, and it'll all work out.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
At the Supreme Court, people are gathering to honor the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Janet Crawford has more.
Outside the court, crowds gathered in an outpouring of their own, including the president who nominated her, Bill Clinton, with his wife, Hillary. They grieved at the loss of a champion, a hero, an inspiration for generations of women. The line never shortened as people filed by, paying their respects. Justice Ginsburg will lie here in repose until tomorrow night, her former clerks standing by for the public to give thanks, her final act at the court and a life of service.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons, a Republican who refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Randall Williams is with the State Department of Health.
I'm thankful to report that both the governor and first lady are doing fine. The First Lady is mildly symptomatic, and Governor Parson is not experiencing any symptoms.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In California.
In the next 15 years, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines.
Governor Gavin Newsom says that means new gas-powered cars and trucks will no longer be sold. Goes into effect 2035. The House has passed a bipartisan agreement to fund the government through the end of the year, averting an October 1st shutdown. The vote came shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she and Republican negotiators had reached a deal on the continuing resolution, which includes $8 billion to fund nutrition assistance and greater oversight to make sure farm assistance doesn't go to oil companies. The Senate must agree to the same legislation before President Trump can sign it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who's been negotiating the spending deal with Pelosi, didn't comment. The deal funds the government through December 11th, avoiding a potential shutdown amid election season, a pandemic, and an economic crisis. The new fiscal year is set to begin on October 1st. House Democrats' original continuing resolution proposal eliminated about $30 billion supported by Trump for a bailout for farmers through the Commodity Credit Corporation. Further negotiations restored at least some of the funding after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell promised a fight from his party. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.